From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The trial of suspected Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev started Wednesday with the prosecutor accusing him of detonating bombs designed to tear people apart and create a bloody spectacle. The shaggy-haired Tsarnaev stared straight ahead, avoiding looking at the jury, as U.S. prosecutor William Weinreb made his opening statement. The prosecutor alleged that Tsarnaev and his older brother, Tamerlan, set off twin explosions near the finish line of the annual race in 2013, killing three people and injuring another 264. Days later, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed in a shootout with the police as a pair who had lived in the U.S. for years tried to elude a massive manhunt and flee Boston. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev faces the death penalty if a jury convicts him. Dozens of miners are missing and feared dead after an explosion Wednesday at a coal mine in a rebel-held part of eastern Ukraine. Rebel authorities in the stronghold of Donetsk said the explosion was not caused by shelling. A rescue operation is ongoing at the coal mine in Donetsk. However, rescue crews say they're being hampered by pro-Russian separatists in the city.
That is why I publicly address the president of the Russian Federation to give instructions to these bastards to allow our mine rescue brigades to save the lives of miners.
Local authorities said over 200 workers were in the mine at the time of the explosion. The cause of that blast is not clear. The pro-separatist Donetsk news agency quoted officials as saying that the blast appears to have been caused by a mixture of gas and air. You can read more on that at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Calling the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov a disgrace to Russia, President Vladimir Putin called on the country's law enforcement agencies Wednesday to focus on high-profile crimes, including those that are politically motivated. The Russian leader told a televised meeting with the Interior Ministry officials that they need to solve more crimes, both new ones and from those past years. He says the most serious attention should be paid to high-profile crimes, including those with a political motive. Russia should finally be spared the kind of shame and tragedy we have recently endured and seen. I mean the audacious murder of Boris Nemtsov right in the center of the capital. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Human Rights Watch is urging Iraqi forces and pro-government fighters to protect civilians. The call comes as they press an offensive against the Islamic State group to reclaim the city of Tikrit. The group said Wednesday that it has documented multiple instances of those forces committing abuses. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif wrapped up 3 days of nuclear talks in Switzerland Wednesday, with officials from both sides saying progress was made. The Iranian Foreign Minister spoke to reporters.
We have, but a lot of work has remained.
Meanwhile, a senior U.S. State Department official said intense discussions yielded some progress, but there remain challenges to reach a framework deal with a proposed deadline at the end of the month. World powers are seeking a deal that would limit Iran's uranium enrichment levels as part of a plan to keep Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Iran is seeking an agreement that gives it relief from international sanctions. China's defense spending will increase by 10% this year. It's the latest double-digit increase for the world's largest standing military. That figure was announced Wednesday by the National People's Congress spokeswoman Fu Ying, as we hear here. It means China officially declared military budget would amount to about $145 billion in 2015. Two Australian drug smugglers were taken from their Bali prison Wednesday to an island where they're to be executed. Australia has campaigned against the execution of its national. The Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott Wednesday said he was revolted by the prospect of the killings.
Right now, millions of Australians are feeling sick in their guts at the prospect of execution for these two. I've been saying again and again that this is contrary to Indonesia's national interest and it's contrary to Indonesia's best values.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said it would be unacceptable and unthinkable for plans for execution to be undertaken while the lawyers for the two are still pursuing legal options. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.